My name is Pauline Fenlon, and this is an interview with
Virginia Swenson,
Marjorie Gores,
and they are from New Richland and from the Vista area, and this interview is being conducted at the Waseca County Historical Society on June 6th, 2012. And the title of this interview, or the subject, is a story about surviving the Indian uprising in the Otisco area, and this would be in about the 1860s.
About that.
Marjorie, I'm going to just have you start your story.
About 20 years ago, I was reading the Minneapolis Tribune, and I noticed a title. It said Otisco.
Uh-huh.
And it really caught my attention, and it was about a lady who had just passed away, who had been born in a cabin in Otisco, what is now Otisco, and the Indians came, and they put her under the floorboards, but the floorboards. And the Indians came, and the entire family was killed, except for this baby, who was found by some of the surviving people when they came to check on the various cabins.
Okay.
And I didn't tear the article out, which really distresses me, so I don't even know her name, but it's probably the farm place now, or where it was where Roland Swenson lives.
Okay.
On the way into Otisco, and I'm not sure, you know, who was there prior.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to look in the book about the Waseca County, and I didn't find anything in there.
It was called the Jacoby Place.
Okay. Place.
That's good.
And
to
he
know.
Was a turkey
grower. But this is way prior. This is way prior to that, but
okay.
It's locating the place.
Okay.
And a lot of research is going to have to be done. I mean, but I'm sure that these, with the computers and everything now,
mm-hmm.
they could pull up Otisco
mm-hmm.
and find what happened. This lady would probably have been 103, 104 when she died. And like I said, it's about 15 or 20 years ago.
Okay,
and this
about
is
in the 1990s.
1990s, really? And it was, from my understanding, Indians who were still distressed and came around, and they had this vendetta kind of.
So would this be after the
yes.
New Ulm incident?
Yes, I'm quite
yeah.
sure it was after New Ulm.
Okay, so which I believe was in the summer of 1862 sometime, August or something like that.
I really feel it was later than that.
So, yeah,
and
okay.
I think it was just a stray
group
incident,
of renegade
kind
of. Renegade mm-hmm. Indians, I think.
Okay.
We're not sure of that, but they did attack the family, and it seemed, the way I remember it, there were others that died also. But
on other farms?
On other
mm-hmm.
farms, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it was just like a small raiding party,
yes.
you know what they
yes.
call them?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they came in and
okay.
they,
and how many in that family?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea how
okay.
many. But she was the baby, and the neighbor, people have heard her crying when they came to check. And
so then she was raised by those neighbors?
I don't know.
Was that in the paper?
I don't know. I don't know. It might have been in the paper. I don't,
sure.
I don't recall that.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody will need to do some research on
yeah.
that.
Well, it's just a very interesting,
yes,
kind of intriguing.
Is.
And it wasn't a small article in the paper,
okay.
you know. It wasn't just one of those little bitty
okay.
old bits. You
that
know?
Should be easy enough to
yeah,
find,
I
would
think.
Think
so. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
Okay. Is that about
that's
okay.
all really that I know.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't, from what I remember reading, I don't think there were many relatives living anymore. There was some mention about that, like a niece or something,
mm-hmm,
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, good
so,
to know.
Well,
thank
it's just
you
a
very
fun,
much.
Fun thing.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.